101.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you once again for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry. Brothers and sisters, want to let you know that Moments of Inspiration is a well-rounded broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man, primarily in the body of Christ, to help prepare God's people for the coming of the Lord. That's right. The Lord is soon to come. Amen. And he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. Amen. Somebody says, well, Bishop, that sounds like you're trying to say that we got to be perfect. Indeed, we do, brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit is perfect. Amen.
Yes.
There's nothing imperfect about it. Now, as human beings, yes, we are perfect. But I tell you what, the Bible even says that Job, well, watch this. You know, while we're steady making excuses not to be perfect, that's where Satan is getting the advantage on us. Amen. We're making excuses. Amen. Because everybody likes to say, ain't nobody perfect. Amen. Well, no, you'll never be perfect as to what man says. But
yes,
it's not what man says. It's what God says. Amen. And if he said, be ye holy, for I am holy, there's nothing imperfect in holiness. Praise be to God. Amen. The Bible even says that Job was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God, and he eschewed evil. He stayed away from the evil presence or the evil things. And so that's what made him a prime candidate to be attacked by the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so Satan's agenda, his assignment, is to get the body of Christ from not being perfected in the things of the Lord. Perfection is here. It's available to you and I. Perfection is available, amen, for your marriage. Perfection is available, amen, for your children. Perfection is available for your health, amen. And so if we continue to strain at gnats and swallow camels, as Jesus said, we won't reach that level of perfection. Amen. That's why we entitled the broadcast Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Amen. Praise be to God. We have to be perfected, brothers and sisters. And Satan, if he can keep us, amen, from not being perfected. And you know this. This is the truth. This is the reason why many of God's people are dying from diabetes, strokes, heart attacks, and obesity. We're dying from internal diseases, arthritis, rheumatism, gouts, all of these things that God did not intend for the body of Christ to go through, but because of our inability to stand on perfection. Yes, that's right. When you think about Moses, he died at 120 years age, and they said he still had his eyesight. Amen. But we in the body of Christ, amen, we're losing our eyesight. We're losing, amen, limbs to, amen, being amputated and all of these things that God does not want. And that's the reason why we must be perfected in the things of the Lord. So on that note, praise be to God. Minister Mildred, we're going to ask you to share a scripture and take us in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications and my faithfulness. Answer me. And in my righteousness, Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we come to you thanking and praising you, Lord God, for truly you've been so good. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And for that, God, we should thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day. Truly, God, you've been so good. Many, God, are going on, but you've left us here for a reason, God. And we just want to fulfill that with your help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want you to look on your people everywhere. There's some out there in the radio land, Lord, that need a Savior, need to find you, Lord, in their sin. Lord, we just thank you today that you are willing that none perish, but all come to repentance. And Lord, we're lifting them up to you right now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in this time. Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do in this time, Lord God. And we just give your name the praise and give you the glory. Lord, look on their people today. Have mercy upon all of them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just even thank you for this week, Lord, the fellowship we had there at the church. Lord, we thank you for the souls, Lord,
yes,
that was
Lord.
Blessed.
Yes,
Lord God, we just continue to
Hallelujah.
Lift you up, Lord
thank
God,
you, Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
Thanking you for all the things that you do.
Yes,
Lord, we just thank you because you're worthy to be praised.
Yes,
there's none like you nowhere, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. In Jesus'
you,
name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, brothers and sisters, I tell you what, we had a time at the temple. And as Minister Mildred said, amen, we came together in the spirit of fellowship, in the spirit of unity. Amen. It is time for men and women in the body of Christ to learn to work together in the kingdom building process of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, amen, it's not about the title you possess. It's not
yes.
about, amen, that as a matter of fact, I can tell you what, you make the title. The title don't make you. Amen. If you really understand who you are in Jesus, amen, you'll find out, amen, there ain't no power in your title.
My God,
my God. Ain't no power in your title.
Jesus.
Ain't no power in me calling myself bishop. Ain't no power in me calling myself apostle. Ain't no power in me calling myself evangelist. Ain't no power in me calling myself, amen, whatever titles they got in there.
Amen, amen. Bishop. Glory to God. And it reminded me, we are on Facebook, and I've never seen so many apostles and bishops and people with just title crazy. They're title mongers. But, you know, you ought to know, you know, you ought to want what God wants for you. You know, we just want to impress men, you know. But what do God say about that? Amen. That's what we should be concerned about.
That's true, Minister Mildred. Most of the people that you see on Facebook put these titles on themselves. They've not went through any type of ordination process, and they just say, well, God called me that. Well, you know, one thing about it, amen, biblically and scripturally speaking, the impartation and the ordination process was one that was well honored by the apostles. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that when they even got ready to choose the deacons, amen, this is food for thought for somebody, there ain't no such thing as crowning a deacon.
My Lord.
No. As a matter of fact, the process of deaconship was brought about when the Grecians were not taking care of the daily administration. And so what happened was they had to deal with this matter. And so they wanted the apostles to deal with it. And the apostles said, it is not right that we should leave the word of God to serve tables and,
yes.
and to wait on tables. They said, but here's what you do. Pick out seven men among yourself.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, you are better judged than anything.
That's right.
But pick out seven men, and they said they must be of, for number one, they had to be honest.
All right now.
And they had to be of good report.
Mm.
And here's the main requirement that really lacking in most of our churches today. They said full of the Holy Ghost.
Say it now.
And then they said whom we may appoint. See, a deacon don't make another deacon. It's the pastor of the church that they bring before. And he is the one who does the ordination process, amen, and imparts through the ordination process that office of deaconship upon that particular individual. The same thing that Paul did with Timothy when Timothy was ordained a bishop, the hands laid upon Timothy and the impartation of the bishopship and pastorship that was endorsed upon him. But we're living in a society now where people, that's all they're doing, and they're going and they're paying big money, Minister Mildred, for these quote-unquote titles. Amen. But when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, amen, the title doesn't make you. You make the title. If you never have a title in your life, you're going being what Jesus said. And he said you didn't have to be no apostle. He said you didn't have to be no evangelist. You didn't have to be no deacon. As a matter of fact, some of the deacons were going out preaching and
yes.
sharing the word of God. Amen. Stephen was a deacon preacher. Philip was a deacon preacher. They were out there doing these type of things. Amen. And so when you understand truly who you are in Christ Jesus, amen, I know many times, Minister Miller, you can attest to this, I go out many places and people call me Brother Kenny.
Yes.
What do I say?
Man.
I don't say, excuse me, I'm Bishop Kenny.
Mm. I know some that will, Bishop.
No, I say, I'm asking you, do I say that?
Oh, no, you're humble. I'm just saying, you know, many people with these things, they're made, they self-proclaim
titles. No. If they don't call me Pastor Townsend.
That's right.
If they don't call me Bishop Kenny. If they don't say man of God, all of that means nothing. Amen. But because I'm a slave of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Sold
amen.
Out to the things of the Lord.
We don't want, how many of y'all want that title out there? Amen. There's an ordination process going on for that one, and I'll gladly ordain you a slave of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Because I know there's some benefits in that, brother.
I don't think I'm going to get too many amens.
Well, I will amen that one.
I don't
amen.
Think I'll get too many that want to be ordained as a slave of Jesus Christ.
We
they want to be ordained pastor, senior pastor, associate pastor.
Chief.
Amen. Chief apostle. But amen. But now, if you want to be ordained a slave of Jesus Christ, I'm doing that ordination process for those of you, amen, that
Hallelujah.
Want to be that slave of Jesus Christ, because that's what's more important than anything.
Thank
and brothers
the
and sisters, what the Lord laid on me in my heart to share with you primarily, amen, in this month, amen, and I do this every year to just make people aware, amen. During this time of the year, I want you to understand that the power of Satan is trying to pick up velocity. It is trying to pick up strength. It is trying to pick up magnitude, because once again, saints of God, we're headed toward a festive time that Satan wreaks havoc during this time of the year. And many of us dismiss it as nothing. But I'm going to reawaken your spiritual consciousness to get you to understand how serious this is. Amen. And that is in the arena of what we call Halloween. Please
yes.
do not forget, amen, that saints of God, listen, we don't have to offset, amen, festive holidays to compete with what the world does.
Yes.
But what we do is we take spiritual authority.
Yes.
We don't have to compete, amen, by having what we call Hallelujah night. No. What we do is we fast and pray, amen, to come against the spirit, the spiritual wickedness, and the festive times. As a matter of fact, Halloween is a festive holiday that is geared to pay homage to the dead.
Oh, yes.
That's right. And so, saints of God, amen, we don't even allow our children to participate in those things, amen. That's during that time of the year when the demonic oppression is very high. It is during this time of year that, brothers and sisters, you need to be more on guard spiritually, because it is in this time of year that children come up missing.
That's right, Bishop.
It is during this time of year, amen, that when the Satanists and
mm-hmm.
the warlocks and the witches
and
are looking for the innocent blood of little children
to
take them and offer them up as sacrificial offerings
mm-hmm.
unto Satan.
That's right.
And so it is imperative that Bishop Townsend, amen, as a watchman, amen, as a spokesperson for the Lord, as an ambassador for Jesus Christ, amen, make us aware of the times in which that we are living in. By
Praise
the mouth
God.
Of the Holy Ghost, amen, he wants God's people to be aware of what's going on.
Hallelujah.
And so you can't get caught up in everything, the times and the seasons. You know, it's just like wintertime is getting ready to come up. And those of you that have flowers and plants, amen, if you love those plants, you're going to safeguard them.
Yes.
I often see those of you sisters out there, you will start to get the mulch
yes.
to cover your plants up. You will start to wrap your bananas. You'll saw them off and
mm-hmm.
you'll wrap them up in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? I'm preserving them for the season
yes.
that is approaching my plants. In other words, I don't want to lose my plants.
Exactly.
Well, brothers and sisters, you don't want to lose your loved ones either.
That's right.
And I'm preparing you for the season in which that is upon us now. And Satan is jump-started his season. He doesn't wait until October the 31st. He is taking this whole month. And so it behooves the body of Christ. And I'm petitioning every brother and sister during the month of October, if you can. Amen. We want you to join us in a fast, a consecrated
yes.
fast. Amen. Those of you that can, if you can, don't touch any food until 4 o'clock that evening. Those of you, if you can, and if the Lord leads you on that consecrated fast, to not touch any food, but you drink water as unto the Lord, to gain spiritual power over the powers of darkness.
Yes.
Those of you, if you can, and if God says, don't touch any food and water for 7 days, amen. But this whole month, we want to come against the power of Satan. Why do you think Jesus told his apostles that before they were even deemed apostles, they were his disciples, but at that time, the Bible says that they went to cast a spirit out of a young man. And when they came back to Jesus, he said, why could not we do this? He said, number one, because of your unbelief.
All right.
You see, we're believing everything except what Jesus wants us to believe, and that is to effectively how to work in the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. While we're fighting our brothers and sisters, and we're majoring in the minor, and we're minoring in the major, amen, Satan is gaining ground, because God is not going to twist our arm to make us do anything. Amen. But when we're humble and we seek God's guidance and his counsel, then he begins to open up our understanding. So Jesus, with clarity and understanding, began to put in the apostles' minds. He said, this kind come out
by prayer and fasting. Amen.
What are you saying, Jesus? In other words, Satan recognizes authority. He don't recognize what church you go to.
All right.
He don't recognize who your pastor is. He don't recognize what organization you're with.
He doesn't recognize who your general overseer or your superintendent is. He don't recognize none of that means anything to him. He recognizes the authority of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And that alone. Why do you think that when Jesus went into the tombs that the Spirit cried out and said, Jesus, I know you are the Son of God. And here's what he said. Have you come to torment us?
Before our time.
Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that's what your assignment is in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Your assignment is to give the devil hell here on earth. That is your assignment.
Yes.
Have you come? The devil's clearly cleared out and said, have you come to torment us?
Before
the time. And all the apostles and all the disciples of Jesus Christ, even in the book of Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out 70 disciples, and he sent them out to preach and to teach the word of God. Amen. They didn't have no title as evangelist. They didn't have no title of bishop. They didn't have no title of pastor. They didn't have no title of chief apostle. They didn't have any of those titles. They sent out as disciples. And I'm here to let you know tonight, brothers and sisters today, that Christ has given you authority. Praise be to God.
Amen. And so that means right there, that song that said that I beat the devil running and I'm so glad. That's right there. Let you know that's not even scripture right there.
Well, if you beat him running on his head, I might be able to. I might be able to accommodate you something with that. If you beat the devil running on his head,
yeah.
If you beat him that way, amen. But no, Minister Mildred, no. There are certain things that we have to come up in our understanding.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus came to set the captive free. But again, amen, if you're not knowledgeable as to what's taking place around you, it's just like in your neighborhood. If you see a young man walking up and down the street where you live at and you don't say anything, you know, we're living in a society now where people say, well, you know what, I just mind my own business because they're out there selling drugs. They're doing this, they're doing that. Well, if you don't say anything about that young man, he looked dead in your eye and you don't say anything. Now, next thing you know, he done broke in the neighbor's house.
Say it now, that's right.
But because you didn't say anything, now it's just a matter of time before he overtake you too.
And break in yours.
There was a case. Let me show y'all how the devil operates. Devil operates like this. There was a person who left their keys in their car.
Mm.
And when they left their keys in their car, because Satan is looking for gullible folk. And if you're gullible, he's going to get you.
He's going to get you.
Amen. If you're unskilled and unlearned, he's going to get you.
Yes, right.
If you don't have discernment, he's going to get you.
Spiritual
discernment. There was a couple who went to the store. And they left their keys, and I think they went to the gas station. Let me get the story right. Went to the gas station and was only in there for a second. When they came out, the car was gone.
My Lord.
Somebody had stolen their brand new car. So they called the police. They called. They made the report. And after they made the report about the police telling, well, we're going to be on the lookout for your car, they went on home and went to sleep. To their surprise, the next day, that brand new car was sitting in the driveway.
Mm.
And with the car were the keys.
My Lord.
And with the keys, there was a note.
Yes.
That said, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. I took your car because I had an extreme emergency. I know what I did was wrong, but I'm asking you if you can find in your heart to please forgive me. And because of my embarrassment, I choose to remain anonymous. But if you can find in your heart, please forgive me. And to make it up to you for any inconvenience, here is two tickets to the Dallas football game. And I want you all to enjoy these tickets because they're coming from the bottom of my heart.
Yes.
And the husband went in and told his wife and said, sweetheart, the car is back. And the person gave us two tickets to the game on Saturday to show how much that they appreciated what they done. And the wife said, they did what?
Hmm.
Yeah, they gave us two tickets to the game. They stole the car. They brought the car back so we can call the police and tell the police that the car is back. Well, they called the police and told the police that the car was back. And
mm-hmm.
Minister Mildred, they said, wow. And they went to the game
yes.
that Saturday to the Dallas Cowboys game.
And they went and they enjoyed the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back home, they were happy, enjoyed the game. I guess their team had won. And when they came and opened the door, the house was completely empty.
No.
There was no furniture in the house.
Jesus.
That house was completely empty because they were so gullible and so foolish to understand that you don't get something for nothing. In their haste to go to the football game.
My Lord.
The enemy knew that we all want something for nothing. He knows you want that title for nothing.
Mm.
He knows that you're not willing to suffer, to go through anything, but to just place a title upon your name.
Yes.
Amen. Like the seven sons of Sceva who went out there and said, we adjure you, whom Paul preached in the 19th chapter of Acts. And the Spirit said, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know. But who are you?
Who
that
are
husband
you?
And wife were not exercising spiritual authority. And so the devil knows that this time of year that he's going to, amen, get you caught up in the festive holiday of Halloween. You're getting ready to go out and buy your little children some Halloween costumes for the Halloween costume party that they're having at school. Oh, but God is looking for somebody to take a stand.
Yes.
Because he knows you're so gullible. And by the time you understand, he's ready to wipe your child out.
Amen.
He's ready to wipe you out.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got to have no hallelujah party.
Mm.
We ain't got to contend with the devil. We take authority.
Over
the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm petitioning those that, amen, that are genuinely born again and filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
Let this month of October be one of prayer and fasting and consecration and seeking the things of God, because the Lord is soon to come.
Amen. Amen. God. Amen.
Something you have to share, Minister Mildred?
Yes. When you were saying that, I'm thinking in my spirit, with the real saints of God, stand up. Amen. Yes. As Christians, we have to get on the case.
Brothers and sisters, if we knew what hour the thief was coming, we wouldn't suffer our house to be broken up.
Say it.
If that man would have left them a note saying, well, listen, when y'all go to the game, I'm going to break in your house.
He would never left.
But you see, in your quest to want something
for nothing,
Satan, he got your number.
He knows how to do it.
If you think you're going to rise to preeminence overnight, think you're going to receive all the benefits and joy overnight, there's a price to pay.
Come on now.
There's a price to pay for the anointing. There's a price that you have to pay, and it's called consecration unto the
right.
Lord.
That's right.
Mr. Mildred, if you will, go with me to the book of Hebrews.
Praise him.
I got about 6 minutes, amen, and I just want to share,
amen,
this word of God, amen, brothers and sisters, because being perfected in the things, we have to understand the lateness of the hour that the Lord is soon to come, amen. And as I said before, Satan is destroying us. He's destroying homes. I get calls all the time.
Oh, yes.
I get calls all the time, because I'm on call 24/7.
Yes.
I get calls, amen, where people call and talking about how their life have been destroyed. They were raped at early ages.
Yes.
Their marriage is suffering right now. They're in fornicative and adulterous relationships.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm talking about trying to function in the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It's not going to work.
It won't work.
If you go with me, Minister Mildred, to the book of Hebrews, second chapter, can you help me out real quick? We got about 5 minutes.
The second chapter, beginning.
Starting at verse 1.
Okay, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed.
Now, listen to what the word is saying. We ought to give the more earnest heed. That means we got to sincerely and seriously consider what's being stated.
Hallelujah.
What else?
To the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
The apostles, we began to teach the people what it's going to take to stand. As Bishop Townsend is helping you to understand what it is going to take to stand. Now, you cannot take heed and let them slip if you so desire.
All right.
You cannot take heed that Halloween is upon us and that demonic forces are brewing. We're in the capital of witchcraft and sorcery.
Mm.
Right here in the state of Louisiana, where people are working mojos and sorcery.
Jesus.
They're working to break up your husband. They're working to take your wife from you.
Yes.
It don't matter about you being a pastor. You think that when that sister comes up to bring you a handkerchief, that she's bringing it up to you just because you're sweating? She didn't put something on that handkerchief.
Jesus.
You think that when they bring you a bottle of water because you preached such a dynamic word? They're weak. They're trying to work something against you.
My God.
Need to be aware of what's taking place.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We need to give heed, lest at any time we let them slip. And then what happened?
2, say, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense.
Stop right there.
Pence of a reward.
Stop right there. Now, wait a minute. We serve a loving God.
We serve a God that doesn't inflict anything upon us.
Mm.
But let me tell you this, for the record, your disobedience will bring God's wrath.
Come on now.
On you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's loving.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he wants to. But he ain't going around putting cancer on you.
No, he is.
He ain't going around putting diabetes on you. He's not going around putting high blood pressure on you, but your disobedience and transgression against the word of God and against your body is opening you up for demonic oppression and demonic possession.
That's it.
Now, if the word of God was spoken by angel and it stood, don't you know this word gonna stand? I know we're living in a lukewarm era where people are given the occasion for you to sin.
That's
and they
right.
keep telling you that if you sin, all we got to do, we have an advocate, the Father, and all we have to do is confess our sin. But what the preacher ain't telling you is, what if God let the devil kill you while you're in that
Preach.
Sin? Now, where is your confession of repentance then?
Too late, Bishop. Too late.
Where is your confession?
Mm.
You see, we're focusing too much on milk and not enough meat.
Yes, Lord.
And that's why the body of Christ is weak now. But Bishop, ain't nobody perfect. Yes, they are. God had some in his day. Minister Miller, go with me to the book of John again, and I'm going to share this. I got to go. First John, we got to give heed to the things unless we let them slip. Brothers and sisters, listen, you can live a life.
Yes, Lord.
That's not laden with sin.
All right, man.
Chapter 3, starting at verse number 9, says what, Minister Mildred?
Whosoever is born of God.
Now, wait just a minute now. They had you do the sinner's prayer.
Well.
And they say, you're born again.
Mm.
Huh? You're born again now. That's what they say. That ain't what I said. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know salvation started on the day of Pentecost.
Oh, yes, repentance.
And you got to go back to Pentecost. You can't put the court before the heart.
You can't.
I'm sorry. You can't put Romans before Acts. No. Acts come before Romans.
Yes, it does.
Isn't that right?
Man.
Amen. Amen. You can't be having the babies before marriage, even though you can do it, but it's not
right.
God
Amen.
Ordained.
That's right, preacher.
All right. So that's the way we got salvation jumping off now. We putting carts before horses, and they're not jumping off in the accurate way that God intended for them to jump. But here's what we say. Who's ever born of God does what?
Does not commit sin.
Okay. That means they don't practice sin.
My God.
So now where's all this just confessing at? It's making you weak. It's keeping you in a state of flux.
Sure is.
It's keeping you saying, well, you know, we're a work in progress. But if you're in sin, you're digressing.
My God, my God.
You're not a work in digress. You're a work in progress. If you are constantly sinning, you're digressing. What else, Minister Mildred?
For her seed remaineth in him.
Wait a minute now. And what else?
And he cannot sin.
Why?
Because he's born of God.
Well, where's all this sinning happening in the body of Christ at?
My God,
Where is all this going for? Because we're given an occasion for us to sin.
That's right.
God said that if you're truly born of God, see, you're born of the repeated statement that you're repeating another man tell you.
That's it. Instead of getting in this word.
Jesus said you must be born of the water and the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Not a prayer that another man leads you through.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. When you genuinely repented, baby, it's going to be some tears behind this.
Godly man. Sorry. Amen.
You realize that you're worthy of the death that God stated that should be on you.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
You're worthy of that. Just like a man who know he done messed up on his wife.
Yes.
And he really repented and sorry for what he did. Baby, you can hold the check. I don't care nothing about this check. You take it.
Man.
He's repented about messing up on her. He might have fooled around with another woman, but you know what? He'll tell her, baby, I didn't love her. My flesh got in the way. That woman will say, baby, I didn't love him. My flesh got in the way. I repent of it. And so you will be willing to be reconciled back to that person if you know they genuinely repented.
My God.
God will genuinely reconcile you back when you genuinely repent. What else, Minister Miller? We got to get ready to stop. Number 10. And then we're going to stop.
Say, in this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil.
Now, see that? Now, he's talking about people who professing to be in God.
Mm-hmm.
And folks who are really not in God. You can call yourself a Christian. You can call yourself born again. But the truth of the matter is the tree going to be known by the fruit it bear.
Say it now.
Praise be to God. Hey, listen. This word really goes fast. What else, Minister Minister? We're going to finish that and stop there.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God,
mm-hmm.
neither he that loveth not his brother.
Wow. Woo.
Wow. My God.
That's simply saying we can tear down folks all we want to.
That'll preach by itself. Glory.
You can beat up on another preacher if you want to, but you ain't born of God.
Hey.
Because you're going to reach out to help him where he's lacking at.
That's right.
Amen. You're not going to put your foot on his
way.
Neck.
Amen.
Praise be to God. You're going to help them out. Well, brothers and sisters,
listen.
We love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I don't know what's going on here. Praise be to God. This thing is looking crazy. Praise be to God. But I tell you what, we're going to get ready to go. Amen. Minister Miller, talk to them, please.
Amen. We just thank and praise God for the word today. Amen. We just thank God for all of you out there that heard the broadcast today. We pray that it has been a blessing to you and just do the things that God will want us to do. And that's to love one another and to get into this word and be blessed. Because God is on his way back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or